As the academic year draws to a close, some good news for a K-8 school in Roxbury. Students at Orchard Gardens have made remarkable progress just 2 years after the school was named one of the 12 worst in the city. Its 2010 designation as underperforming has meant the school could get more federal funds and have more leeway in making sweeping changes. WBUR's Monica Brady-Meyerov reports on the Orchard Gardens turnaround.
This is what a successful turnaround sounds like. You're hearing the almost silent hallways of Orchard Gardens Pilot School, even though dozens of students are heading to lunch. As he walks among them, Principal Andrew Bott says the calm shows respect for learning.
I mean, you never know that there's 800 students in the building. And there's about 250 at lunch right now, kids transitioning back from gym, you know, heading throughout the building. And it just speaks to the importance of keeping a calm, quiet environment so everyone can focus on their work.
The kids have a lot to catch up on. Just 2 years ago, their K-8 school was one of the 5 lowest performing schools in Massachusetts. Because the school was failing for several years, it was designated a turnaround school, and Boston Public Schools hired Principal Bott to fix it.
Fundamentally, we came in and we had to change the history of failure of the school. The kids knew there was a history of failure. The greater Boston community knew.
In Bott's first full year on the job, the students showed more progress than most others in the state on the 2011 MCAS. And double the number of 7th graders scored proficient in English and math than the year before. They're doing better on most indicators than students at other turnaround schools. Bott says he's using a 3-pronged approach.
We built our whole turnaround model around 3 components: people, data, and time.
First, Bott did something a principal couldn't have done without the turnaround label. He replaced 80% of the teachers. Then he hired replacements who know how to use data to adjust their teaching quickly. Finally, he expanded the school day. For instance, middle schoolers stay from 7:30 in the morning through 5:30. The teachers work an extra hour. Bott hired outside nonprofits, including City Year and Citizen Schools, for the remaining hours.
I hated it, but I had the idea.
8th grader Tamel Kelly.
But then when we came into it and we started getting more days into the after school programs, I actually started to like it because I'll go home and get most of my homework done before I got home.
Other students say they've adjusted too. And for ESL teacher David Place, a longer day allows him to collaborate more with other teachers.
I mean, I appreciate that so much just for my own practice and my own learning and becoming a better teacher, to have that time carved into my schedule where we can look at student work or co-plan units. That's something we didn't really have.
Typically, large-scale changes to improve schools take much longer to show results, especially when, like Orchard Gardens, the school serves a majority of low-income students. That's what makes the Roxbury School impressive, says Chris Gabrielli of the nonprofit Massachusetts 2020.
Those are students who are harder to educate, perhaps, than some, but the school is full of people who believe they can, and look at the results.
Principal Bott cautions he doesn't expect the gains to be as dramatic this year because Orchard Gardens is working with an influx of English language learners. And the school's almost $4 million in federal grants will run out at the end of June next year. Bott used much of the money to lengthen the school day, not to hire additional staff. He's confident he can keep the momentum going because he says outstanding staff is essential to reform. And he'll use a combination of private fundraising and reworking the schedule to keep the extended learning hours.
Good afternoon, Orchard Gardens. End our day with a few shout-outs.
Meanwhile, every day, Bott is directly involved with keeping the mood positive with daily announcements over the loudspeaker.
I want to give a shout-out to all of the performers today for both acts of the art show, from our court and our band.
It's these shout-outs, says Tomel Kelly, that give him and other students something to strive for.
When you hear that over the overhead, you feel proud and good about the school and yourself.
So impressed with all of your performances.
For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Monica Brady-Meyerov.